Been up north. Have you been? How's your engagement, whatever that was? You were touring or something?
Everything is nice now. People will come the workshop here. People come from all over the world.
Really?
In December.
International. Oh, into Malaga?
Yes, can you come to Malaga for the September workshop? Check this thing. Here we have. You can print probably this one page, but with the not from my from link of my website, but from an attachment they will send you right away, because this one doesn't make
Okay, now you let's see what's happening here.
Put on email if you want. I can send it, or should I send there?
Okay, send it through Skype.
Veamos.
Okay, let me see if it came in the mail. Okay, I got something in the mail here. Okay, so which one do I want to print?
The just one page of the attachment. It's called Samara.
Well, what I'm seeing is videos 1 through 6, rumba, tangos. Oh, there's a PDF. I guess it's, the PDF is what I want to print.
Yes.
Come on. Where is it? It's taking a long, long time to open. What is going on here?
Just one page.
Okay. I don't know what's going on here. It's very slow in responding. I don't know what's going on. It's not really opening.
So it's a PDF.
Yeah, and it's not opening for me for some reason.
I send this as an attachment, but we don't need it because we can also read it from the video. The video itself has that page.
Okay. So which video do I want?
So then here, because of these ones, we have that we should use the video number 8.
Video number 8. Okay, it finally opened. I don't know what the heck is going on here. Let me go ahead and try to print it if it will let me. Okay, you said video 8?
Video 8, we don't need now, because if you print that thing, then we have it already, and that's better.
I don't know if my internet is slow or what, but nothing opens very quickly.
Then probably the internet.
Okay, so let me. What is going on here? I'm still trying to get this to print. Jesus. What is going on here? Oh, that looks pretty complicated. What am I looking at here? Oh, I see. Okay, this is the Roomba. I need to try to print this off. Why is it not letting me print it? It's not letting me do anything. Download. Jesus Christ. Ah, damn, what in God's name is going on?
There's just one page. Can you send it to the
Jesus. Computer's just locked up.
Machine's disobeying it. You can also restart if you want.
It's not letting me do much of anything right now. Close window, get rid of it.
It probably needs restart. Sometimes restarting these things get fixed.
It's just very confused for some reason. It doesn't know what the hell it's doing. You know, it works best if you would email me this stuff before,
yes.
and then I won't take the time.
Then just play it from. first line of course is me actually seeing.
Okay. So it's AMG, which is
so we have D7, we start with the first line from the main chord, or we go to the video directory. This is I can probably send you the chords on this thing. Written, let me just see, because I think I have them before. If I put chords somewhere, there should come some chords. Here we have it. Yes. Fortunately enough, I have it.
Okay, so let me try to print it again. Well, it's going to print, but it's very slow. I don't know what's going on this computer. Okay, it says it's printing. Let me go check.
Be right back.
Okay, now I've got a printout. Now, so what am I looking at? I'm looking at I, then.
This chord here.
And then.
So first we will get the left hand fixed. Because we need to get the strumming. You know, it's the type of strumming.
Okay, so the chords are which chords?
Yeah, chords, practically speaking, are this here. And those are on the other email. These chords. These ones. Chord fingerings. I can send you in the chat room also.
Okay, well, you sent some.
Yeah, but go down with this problem to the lower part.
Okay. Well, there's lots of chords here. What do I want to focus on?
Okay, no, not of chords, no. At the end of the message, there is a short message with seven chords only.
With seven chords only. Okay. You sent me two messages. Which one am I looking at? The first or second? Okay, at the I see it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8. E minor, D, C, C,
that's
7. What's that?
That's correct.
Okay, so those are the ones I'm working with.
Those are the ones we want. Yes.
Okay.
Ahora. Let's first read each one.
Okay, let me get them where I can see them. There. Jesus, this computer won't let me do anything. It's just impossible today. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's just, it works, but it's working like molasses. It's just slow as bejesus.
I can't. Such a strange thing, yeah? It never happens.
Okay, so I'm going to get rid of this.
Just open one thing at a time so that it's not overwhelming.
That's what I'm trying to close some stuff. And close that, and I'm going to close all of that. It's still working. It's just so confused. It doesn't know what the hell it's doing. It's got too much stuff running in background that I can't even close stuff.
Uh-huh.
Close window. I've tried to. Let's do this. Yeah. The disk is running at 100%, and it's just trying to, and it's just trying to close stuff down, and it just won't respond.
Wow. Okay, don't worry. What we can do?
Well, no, I'm going to.
then we leave it. We can leave it for the next time, Bruce, because otherwise we cannot start it even now.
Okay, no, it's okay. I think it's starting to open up. I just closed Chrome, and I think Chrome is the problem.
Oh, why?
Come on. Okay, now, okay, so I can read the chords now. So you have E minor, but it's not this E minor. It's down here, 7. Okay, so that's A minor. D is at the 5th position. 7 7. That's D or D minor?
No, it's D.
Let's see. What am I doing that right? Oh, it's this. It's that. Okay. Okay. And C is 3 5 5. And that's some kind of a C, but not the usual kind. And C7th, now what? C7th, you've got some commas in there. 8 10. What? Why is there a comma between the 8 and the 10? In C7th.
That means fret 10. So that is 7, 9, 10, 8, 7, 7.
I don't understand.
We got 7, 9.
This is C7th, right?
It's B7.
C7. So it's 8. Where is it?
It's here. Not 8. Where are you reading?
I'm seeing on C7th it is 8 comma 10 comma 8 9 8 8.
I see what it is. Then this is 10. So 10 8. And then.
Okay, so 8 10 8 9 8. So it's that.
Okay.
So the commas don't both. Why is there a comma there? Oh, I see. Okay, because it's 10. Yeah, I understand now. Okay, so that's C7th. Yeah, which is, now that I understand. Now B7 flatted ninth is at the 2nd and 4th. Okay, now that one, I guess there's an alternative one there too. It's either there or someplace else. Well, we'll just stick with that one. And then B minor at the 7th position, and I'm only, and E7th at the 7th. Seven. Oh, not a 7th, at the 6th.
So
okay.
For the first chord,
okay, so. And then the A minor. Okay, I sort of understand what I'm looking at here.
Look at, we have D9, then D minor, E7, So we, it means we count 6 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 2 beats of E. For D minor, 1, 2. There's 2 beats of E7. 1, 2, and then 6 beats of A minor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like this. So every chord has their its value in Arabic numbers below the Roman numerals.
I'm sorry. Before which Roman numeral?
On the page you just printed, Ruth.
There's a Roman numeral there?
Should be.
Roman numeral. I see regular numerals.
For example, the very first chord
and
there,
and this one here?
No, that is the strumming. That we will also use.
Okay.
I mean the page with the chords.
Page with the
From the second email.
Oh, the second email. Okay.
Second email, you can see the course.
I tell you what.
That was the page you printed.
Okay. Okay, let me quickly see if I got a print on that.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got the printout. I've got this printout now.
Yes.
Okay. Now which set of chords am I focusing on?
So below the Roman numeral. Below the Roman numeral, there is a number which indicates the value of the. Of the chord rhythmically means with Arabic, with Roman numeral, we have the harmony number, and with the Arabic number, we have the number of beats that each chord is to be played. For example, first chord D9 for 6 beats, which means I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? So this is the duration it has. Now, if you listen with the video number 2, then you have there the chord, which you can also try to play. Also, you may slow down as well the video itself.
Okay, so video number 2, I'm playing. I'm sorry? 4.
Video number 4.
Okay, video number 4. What set of chords am I playing with video number 4? All of these chords with video number 4?
Yes, that's correct. But first we start from learning one line. It means the part that repeats twice. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The first 7 chords. Which is the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay.
In fact, this chord you already know. We just have to put it together in a thread, but the chords you already know because you play this chord with me and other pieces. So then these ones, how we coordinate it? Put the video 4.
Okay.
Show you how I play and count the duration of the chord.
Okay, so video number 4. Let me get to that now. Geez.
That is easy to do. If the machine responds.
Oh, when you say video number four, you're not talking exercise four, you're saying video four.
Video
four,
because
okay.
I send you
menu. Okay, and which one did I have printed out? Where is that?
On the first email, we have the video, and also in the Skype, I could play.
Is that the one that's titled Samura?
No, that is this video. This here in the chat room, you can put it.
Okay. So
the good thing is that everything is on email. So on email you don't lose any information, because I send always with everything, the video listed with number and all.
What? Okay, I'm trying to see.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. Now could you hear that?
Yes, perfectly well.
Oh, you could hear that?
Yeah.
Because that's going on my on this computer. You can hear me and that? Okay. So you could hear that? So I don't need the other computer. We're back to the way it was before.
It seems you don't need the other computer, because probably it was changed, the Skype new version.
Aha. Okay, well that's good news, isn't it?
But I haven't seen with others happening yet.
Okay, well let me start over again. Okay, I'm gonna be starting this at D9th. And D9th, D9th, and I have to go back and look at what D9th is. Ah, shit, that's on a different page. I didn't print that one out. Where did it go?
Which one? We don't need to print out
on this. I don't see D9th. I don't see D9th on this list of... Where am I playing D9th? Like that?
But the fifth string is not played. And on the sixth, we start from the fifth, because it says cross five.
Like this?
Yes. So that's what we play for six beats. Finger four goes also there on the seventh fret, third string.
Okay, then we have B minor. Now, I would play B minor here. Is that okay?
That's right, yes, of course.
And then I'm just, for now, I'm going to play E7th there.
E7 would be this here. Correct.
And then... And then B7th, 9th. That's
two.
Well, I should know the chords, but I have to review them. So there we. And then back to E minor, which I'll play there.
How we follow this thing? With the video number four, which is an unlisted video, in the first email there are all of them. Then you click, and you can slow down the speed also in YouTube, clicking on settings and slowing it down to 0.75% down, so that you can practice these chords.
Okay, that's on...
Play the chord with me counting the duration. It's easy.
Okay, so the slow version is video 2.
No, the slow version is any video with which you can slow down from the settings in YouTube. There is a button of settings in the video in the YouTube website, right? When you are watching any video, there are two kind of rectangular boxes at the
Well, I watch, okay, when I'm watching these videos, I'm watching it through Chrome.
That's correct.
And where?
In the thing that seems email screw part, that says settings.
Okay, oh, if I click on the gear, I see speed.
How do you say this in English? Tell me, this thing.
It's a nut, but it's really a gear. It's a gear.
It's a gear.
Yeah. Okay, so I click on the gear and I see speed. So I can set that to normal or something slower. And
then you can slow down to 75%. If you put excessively down, then it will not work. That's too much. Therefore, you have to go to the first alternative from the center up.
Well, now, if I set it to a slower speed, does it change the pitch or does it keep the pitch the same?
Not at all. But now you click the slower version. You need to click on the less amount of slowing.
Okay, so I click on speed and I set it like 75%. And then I will. Okay, I didn't know I could do that.
It does not change the pitch at all. That is useful. This I didn't know too, but that's all you told me. So the homework is easy. Now we explained it is to learn the chords with the video four there, that page of chords. And just play them at the same time I am playing, they're counting and playing.
Okay.
First you practice it slow and then we go at normal speed. Then once we have the left hand in order, which should be by the next lesson, then we will put the right hand also to work because it's easier to see one hand first than the other.
Okay, so I will not use the rumba yet.
Because if you put the strummings and then it becomes confusing because the left hand is not clear where to change.
Okay.
But you already know the chords. Also, it would be a good idea if you learn these seven other shapes with bars, because then we have more variety. So let's do that, and I will see you next time.
Okay, in 2 weeks. Thank you, Ruben.
Abrazo. Thank you very
much. Adios.